Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Welcome to the Hollow Sky Podcast. I am one half of your host, Steven.
And I'm Kyle.
Hey, Kyle.
What's up, Steve?
Just hanging out.
As usual.
At your house.
Yeah, it's at my house this time.
Yeah, we switched it up.
But so if it sounds a little different, then that's why.
Yeah, so bear with us. So today's episode is going to be a little different than normal. If you follow us on Facebook, you know that we had quite an interesting little happening that went on last week, I believe, that involved some UFOs and some of you out there in podcast land seeing them and letting us know. So we're going to dive into that a little bit. It's a pretty interesting little take on what was going on. But before that, we got to get through all of our lovely business. So if you're on any social media, find us, your Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, just search up the Hollow Sky Podcast and come on over to our pages and be part of the community. It's a good time.
Yeah, also, you guys can call us and leave us stories if you got any. You can call our hotline. It's 1-877-800-HOLLOW. Or you can use your voice recorder app on your smartphones and leave your story, save it, and then email it to us, which is pretty easy to do.
Yeah, we haven't got some in a while, so if you're sitting out there listening to us with some interesting experiences, please feel free to reach out to us, and we will share them on upcoming episodes. That would be super cool.
Yeah, and we got some things in the works. We're trying to upgrade to get a bigger mixer so we can start having interviews, so yeah. That'd be cool.
People can call in, we can talk,
yeah,
do Q&As, all kinds of cool stuff.
And then we're also throwing around the idea, a couple things. I'd like to get people's feedback on it. We're talking about going live while we're doing episodes. That way it gives people an opportunity to watch, see how we do things. You can talk to us during the episode because we'll probably try to do like a listener call-in story. That way we can communicate, you know.
Yeah, make you guys more part of the show.
Yeah, and then we're also debating on maybe investing in some video equipment and recording our episodes and put them on YouTube.
Yeah, so for the people who don't normally listen to podcasts, I know we've got a little niche group that listens strictly through YouTube. If you guys would like to see us while we're recording, you know, give us some feedback, let us know.
Yeah, we'd appreciate it.
We're not that interesting. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, it's true.
A couple other things we're kind of feeling around for. We thought about setting up a Patreon account where if you guys wanted to subscribe to it, you'd get additional content and like exclusive merch and stuff. If that's something you guys are interested in, hit us with some feedback and let us know what kind of what's the word I'm looking for here, Kyle?
Like tiers?
Yeah, like what kind of things you'd like for your subscription, like sticker content or a t-shirt or a Q&A with us, different things like that.
Yeah, just a couple ideas to try and help keep the ball rolling.
Yeah, and if you listen to us on Apple iTunes, if you want, pop over there and leave us a 5-star review and an actual review, and we'll be glad to shout you out on the podcast. So get involved.
Yeah, those help us out a lot too. It helps us in like your suggested list and things like that.
Yeah, it bumps us up the tier where we're easier to find.
Yeah, and also share our episodes with your friends.
Yeah, definitely do
that. As much as possible. We'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, if you have creepy friends that creepy things happen to, let them know about us. So then they'll tell us creepy stories too. So thank you in advance.
All right, so before we talk about the UFO series that happened here in Illinois and across the world, apparently, we're going to go ahead and play a call from Sarah. So here it is.
Hi, this is Sarah. For those of you that don't know that are listening, I'm Steve's girlfriend, and I was just listening to the podcast and cleaning, and I figured what better way to show my support for you guys than to call in and leave a quick ghost story. So it's not a super interesting story, but it just is what it is. Anyway, I used to live in this super shitty building, and I lived on the main floor of it, and in this spot where we stayed, there were these glass doors that you could see out into a hallway from. And sometimes when you'd be sitting there, like watching TV or whatever, this shape would move by the doors. And it's gonna sound really stupid, but it looked like a plastic bag blowing in the wind by these doors. And there was never any kind of a draft through that hallway, and obviously there weren't any plastic bags flying around. So I'm not sure what it was, but the thing that kind of makes it more interesting is that the hallway that this shape would go down led to this back room that used to have an elevator in it. And the story that I was told was that there was this old woman who used to own the building, and one day she went back there to use the elevator, and as it was going up, the cables snapped, and it fell all the way to the basement and killed this woman. And this plastic bag ghost thing would always move that same direction towards that back room where the elevator used to be. So that's it. It's not like the most interesting ghost story you've ever heard, but it's the only time that I've ever seen anything that I couldn't really explain. And yeah, I just wanted to call in and tell you guys what a great job that you're doing and how proud I am of you. And I'm looking forward to hearing the next episode. Love you, Steve.
Well, Sarah, thanks for your story. Love you too.
It sucks that you lived in a shitty place.
Yeah, first things first, I can't attest. I saw that building and it was shitty. Used to be in a metal band. Little fun fact, and we practiced in that building. It was busted. Real busted. But nothing ever paranormal ever happened to me there. So I can't really test for that. But it is definitely a weird story.
Yeah, especially tied in with the old lady dying in the elevator.
Yeah, that gives it some significance. Like,
yeah, and it is weird that there was no draft, but it looked like a, I guess, a trash bag.
I know that some people that listen to the podcast also spent some time in that building between my friends and Sarah's friends. So if you guys were in there and ever had any experiences, let us know. See if we can get some corroboration on that incident. That'd be cool.
Yeah, maybe it was the floating trash bag scene was the old lady trying to get your attention. Yeah, about not going in the elevator.
Stay the hell away from the elevator.
Yeah, which would be kind of cool.
Yeah, they fixed that building up now. It's a pizza joint.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it was a pizza joint.
Yeah, it's just
not so much anymore.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder if they still use the elevator.
I didn't even know it had an elevator.
Neither did I until she told me.
Yeah, that makes sense. But she did live there, so.
She spent more time there than I did.
Touche.
But thanks again, dear,
yep,
for your story.
We appreciate it.
So tonight we're going to talk about a little incident that happened last week. So while I was at work, one of my buddies from work messaged me and was like, there are two objects that are floating over my house. And I was like, all right, that's weird. Send me pics. So he snaps a couple pictures and some videos of this thing. And it's weird. Like, you can look at it and you see two. There's just like round objects floating in the sky. So it's a bizarre.
A little bit.
And I go on and I throw it on Facebook. And from there, it just kind of balloons, no pun intended, out from there. I get more people saying that they seen it in Ohio and then Kansas City, and then people from the UK say that they see it, and I have people from Australia see it, and it just keeps getting crazier and crazier. Like, this is being seen all over the world. So I think it's this big UFO flap we're going to uncover for the podcast. And we start getting like more videos and pictures of this thing from listeners, and it looks the same all across the world. Like, the video we got from Illinois looks almost exactly the same as what was seen in the UK, which looks exactly the same as what was recorded in Kansas City.
Right.
Which everybody's seeing the same thing.
Yeah. And then there was somebody who took pictures of it with a high res camera, and it looks even more bizarre with the high res camera than it does with what they used to video it.
Yeah, they're just weird. I know I use that phrase a lot, but it almost looks like the camera is trying to take a picture of it as it's rotating. Like, it's rotating so fast that the camera's struggling to capture it, like, within its frames.
Right.
And so all these videos and pictures are similar. So everyone's seeing the same thing from all across the world. So either it's got to be traveling super fast, or it has to be some kind of like atmospheric anomaly that they're seeing. Yeah,
it's got to be way up in the atmosphere for everyone across the planet to see it.
Because I tried to share the videos that everyone's seeing.
Unless the Earth is flat.
It's not. unless someone wants to call in.
Prove us wrong.
Tell me otherwise.
Yeah, prove us wrong.
But yeah, the videos that we keep getting from people are, it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
Whatever it
like
is.
Like, oddly the same.
So,
like, it is weird how identical every photo and every video looks.
It's definitely bizarre.
I think somebody out there, or maybe I could do it on my own time, but I don't know that I'll have the free time. I would like to see somebody put the videos together and see if the clouds look the same.
Oh, so it's like the whole entire background's the same?
Yeah, I'm just curious because it all, like I said, the pictures and stuff look so identical. It's weird.
It's almost even like the two objects are exactly the same space apart in some of the videos.
And then you, the one video we got sent, there was a plane that went through them. And then there was another video that somebody took and the plane went through them as well.
So are you trying to say that it's like a hollow sky?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. It's weird. It's really weird.
Anyway, after we get all your feedback and everything, and we start learning that everyone's seeing this all over the world, we start doing a little digging. Well, of course, we find that... The official report is... Let me find it and pull it up here on my phone.
That basically, they chalked it up to weather balloons. Or, yeah.
It's a DARPA balloon that they released.
Which, apparently, they released. What does DARPA stand for?
I don't know.
Okay.
Here it is. DARPA stands for the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency.
Because that doesn't sound ominous.
So, the Department of Defense.
Okay, so that tells me that it's most likely military related.
Here's the story. I'll read it to you guys. Okay. I can post it on Facebook if anybody wants to see the official account, but I'll just read it verbatim here. A pair of weird white UFOs seen floating over Kansas City, Missouri might be part of a secretive DARPA project testing the long-distance capability of lighter-than-air vehicles. Skywatchers' interest was piqued on Thursday when even the National Weather Service seemed stumped over the origins of the orbs, admitting in a tweet that they honestly have no explanation for what's floating over Kansas City, end quote. While the Defense Department didn't come right out and admit their top-secret defense agency research project... Hold on. Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA, toys were the UFOs in question. They confirmed to Gizmodo that three adaptable, lighter-than-air ALTA balloons bearing stunning resemblance to the mystery orbs had recently been released from Cumberland, Maryland. The agency even tweeted about it. So if you got Twitter, you can get on there and check it out. Get on DARPA's website or web Twitter page and check it out. While the real purpose of the ALTA program is likely to remain classified, DARPA only says it should develop and demonstrate a high-altitude, lighter-than-air vehicle capable of wind-borne navigation over extended ranges, buffeted by the wind currents and capable of adjusting its altitude to take advantage of those currents. The ALTA balloons seem to have fulfilled that objective, drifting halfway across the country in the space of 2 days. But... that also doesn't, like, did they drift all the way over the UK and then all the way to Australia? Because that is a long way.
Well, all these videos and pictures surfaced in the same day. So there is a flaw in the story itself right there.
At least I'm assuming it's the same day. If this is different, let us know.
Right.
Because I know...
That's what I was going to say. You know, by our account of what we've collected...
Yeah, we had a guy from Ohio tell us that it made the news. So...
Right.
It had to... Because it was within, like, probably the same couple hours.
But, hey, they tweeted about it, so...
Yeah, don't worry about it.
The news must just not follow the DOD tweets.
It says, aside from the old standby explanation, aliens, other hypotheses explaining the white spheres included Google's Project Loon, an ever-growing network of Wi-Fi-equipped helium balloons designed to expand broadband access to the ground while expanding Google's information-collecting capabilities in the sky. At least one dedicated Google fan appeared to prove two of the company's balloons were in the right place at the right time for them to be the weird white orbs in question in Kansas City. Although a loon engineer claimed the company didn't have any balloons currently operating in the Kansas City area.
Well, that just sounds stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know enough about it, but I feel like you're going to get one use out of these Wi-Fi balloons, and then your whole rig's shot.
It's just going to float away.
Yeah, or at least deflate and break on the way down when it hits the ground. I mean, they got enough money to burn, but I don't know. It's just strange.
It says the old joke about the government covering up UFO sightings as weather balloons, which dates back to the 1947 Roswell crash. Holy grail for us UFO enthusiasts.
Right.
Has been turned on its ear recently with news that the military has actually drafted guidelines for personnel to report UFOs. Meanwhile, an entire Pentagon program, the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, studied the phenomenon for 5 years before closing shop in 2012.
Which, to veer off topic here for a second, they are now starting to change the acronyms for UFO. So they're listing them down as different things. Like what you just read off there is a new acronym for it.
For UFO?
Yes. They're starting to change the UFO into other acronyms to supposedly throw people off the trail.
Weird.
Yeah. There's a couple different ones. I don't remember what they all are, but there is a couple different ones out there right now that they're currently using.
So people, like, they're trying to shy away from seeing a UFO.
Yes, they're trying to break away from that period, from using UFO.
Because if you see a UFO and you hear the term UFO, you immediately think of aliens and flying saucers.
Absolutely.
So, but if you see a TTFN or whatever the hell they're calling it now, you're not going to attribute it to
right
that.
And I think, you know, one of them's like UAP, like unidentified aerial phenomenon,
a OOPA.
Yeah, pretty much.
I hate it when I see OOPAs.
Likewise. But so that, you know, like I said, off topic, but they are starting to change what they're calling.
Yeah, these that's things. Weird.
Yeah.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of disclosure come out here very, very soon. Like they're kind of making little like ripples in the water.
Yeah, it seems like it's starting to come to a head where they're not going to have a choice.
Yeah. Which is, I don't know. It's going to be a weird few years, I think.
It probably will. You know, and like we were talking earlier about this type of stuff, it worried me first when we started to get into this project, because there haven't been a large amount of reports on UFOs and stuff like there was in the past. But the more I read and listen to people, the more it makes sense. You know, in today's society, a lot of people are locked into their phones. They're basically, their eyes are right in front of them instead of going outside, enjoying the environment, and just looking around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then, not to mention, you see a light in the sky and you could chalk it up to everything nowadays. Drones, planes, helicopters, yeah. Satellites, you name it. You name it, you can chalk it up to it.
It's, as far as the phone goes, it's like a double-edged sword, you know, because yes. A lot of your attention and your time is being absorbed by that. But at the same time, if you do see something, you have a high-resolution camera you can film and take pictures with.
Which is also true, but with how far Photoshop's come, all the video editing software, I mean, there's so much horseshit out there.
Everything can be faked.
Everything. And if you did, you legitimately catch Bigfoot or whatever, you're instantly going to get ridiculed.
Oh,
it's fake.
Oh, yeah.
It's fake.
That's what everybody jumps to. Like, my head could crack open right now and a UFO could fly out and you could film it and people would be like, that's Photoshop.
Yeah.
I hope
nice
it doesn't
Photoshop,
happen.
Bro.
I hope it doesn't happen, but if it does,
it's fake. Whatever. It'll be fake anyways.
Yeah.
But I don't buy it. I don't buy that it was...
No, it's just too convenient. Like, I'll post the explanation from Kansas City, and you look at this diagram that they put out to everyone, and it is exactly the same as what was videotaped. It's almost like they looked at the videotape, drew the pictures of these orbs, whatever you want to call them, almost to a T, and put them in this diagram. Like, hey, these people saw this. We need to fix it.
That's probably what it was.
And it's, I don't know, it's crazy.
I don't buy it, though. Like you said, it's way too convenient. I don't know. It's just, it's Roswell all over again.
It's
minus the crashed plane.
And the fact that you released it from Maryland, which is on the East Coast.
Yeah.
But you got people in Ohio and Kansas City and here in Illinois that seen it, which is to the west.
Right.
But then you got people in the UK across the pond that saw it.
And then Australia.
And Australia that saw it.
Which is way out in the middle of freaking nowhere.
Like, it's just not cutting it.
No, not at all.
How far are those balloons going to travel? You know, did they just release them and they're like, okay, here you go.
Well,
see ya.
I mean, if they're aliens, then they go where they want.
And it's almost like the videos I saw, it's almost like it wasn't even moving. Like, if it's a balloon,
that's what I saw,
in an airstream, it's going to move.
That's what I saw, man. It looked, especially when the plane started flying around it, when the plane went through it, to me, it clearly looks like the object is stationary.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's not moving.
Exactly.
Because Dan's the one who sent me the video, and he's like, they're not moving. No. They're just sitting outside of my house.
And that was the same one with the video we just watched. I said, you better
get the hell out of there, Dan. You seen Independence Day? You seen Signs? Get out of there.
Independence Day was a great movie.
He didn't listen. Now look.
It was a good one. All we need is Will Smith. Will Smith and Tom Cruise.
And Mel Gibson.
I don't know if Braveheart's going to do a lot.
He's in Signs, though. Oh, Swing Away.
That's true. Or
Swing Away, Mel.
We just play the trump card and get Bruce Willis. He blew up an asteroid, so there's not a whole lot he can't do.
He did. Anyway, we've fallen off track here.
Yeah.
So, first off, we want to thank everybody that was involved in that. Everyone who read about it and interacted with our post, sent us pictures, sent us videos. Thank you for being part.
There was a lot of hustle and bustle there, because when you sent that video to me,
it was boom, 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 popping off.
I said, it was exciting.
I said, we got a UFO flap going with the Hollow Sky crew.
It was exciting. We're going to be
famous, but we're not famous. So,
well,
that sucks, but whatever.
That's up for debate.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody who listens to us.
I think we're pretty great.
And on that note, if you did see it and you haven't like shared it with us yet, send us your pictures, send us your videos, send us your stories. We're going to try to, now that Kyle mentioned it, I kind of want to try to get those videos together so we can check them out.
Yeah. How weird would that be if...
if it's all exactly the same?
Yeah, dude, that would be freaking crazy.
I don't know. We'd have to do another episode on a hollow sky, like a holographic sky.
Weird.
Not like an empty sky, but that's true too.
Or no.
What?
I don't know.
Anyway, yeah. Thanks to everybody who took part in that and was, you know, apt to share your videos and share your pictures and be interactive with us, message us, post it on our Facebook.
Yeah, it totally made me. It totally made me feel like we're definitely starting to build a community here.
Yeah, it was
where everybody's communicating and starting to watch for these things.
So, if you did see it and you haven't told us yet, feel free to share your pictures and your videos. You're not alone. Everybody, like, there was a, that fell in a lot of eyes last week. That was a big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal, especially since it made the news and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, what's a DARPA?
Yeah, and dumb. Not to mention, I mean, pretty much the DOD was talking about it. I feel like
they had to. Everybody saw it. I mean,
right.
When the National Weather Service is like, whoa, can't blame this one on us. Those aren't our balloons. They're like, oh, shit, we don't have anybody pawn this off on. DARPA, it's on you.
Help.
It's a Google Wi-Fi balloon.
That's such an awesome excuse, though. Like, I feel like it's one of the biggest running trolls of all time. I really do, if you think about it, because they're just like, we'll just say it's a balloon.
Yeah, that's what they said. Like, that's exactly the same thing they said at Roswell. They're like, oh, this big-ass UFO crashed. There's alien bodies everywhere. No, it was a balloon. Don't worry about it. That's a crash test dummy laying there.
I mean, it just... I don't know. Like,
It is. It's almost like they're just fucking with us.
Yeah, I think it's one of the biggest trolls of all time.
It's a balloon.
I mean, that sounds like something you and me would say just joking. Like, something happens and you're like, it was a balloon.
I love that they took the time to like draw up actual like diagram of it. I showed you it. It's exactly the same.
Yeah, it's just
don't worry about it, fellas.
It's just like I said, it's a running troll. They're just seeing how long.
Like the only thing that would have been better is if they would have told you it was a planet. Like, hey, it's Venus. Don't worry about it. Like, just took a classic Men in Black line.
He's on the planet Venus. I could totally see that. I could totally see it. It was Venus and Mars. And that's why you saw the plane fly right through them, right in between the two. Because it was like it was flying in between the planets.
It was lame.
It's pretty awesome. What a great excuse.
But all in all, I thought it was a really, really cool community experience. Like, it's not cool if we're being invaded by aliens, but at least if we are, we can share it with you guys and you guys can share it with us.
Yeah, and we can all band together and do what we got to do.
Fight them.
That's probably what would happen.
We probably wouldn't win.
No. Nope.
He saw War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise, if you're listening,
get at us.
But yeah, thanks for everyone for being part of that. It was pretty cool.
Yep.
And keep on keeping on.
So until next time.
Just stay weird.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.